If wishes were fishes, I could finally open up my Aladdin-themed sushi chain, a whole new sea world. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Ooh, dead silence. Well, thank you anyway to Catch Fraser Crane.
I have notes.
A.K.A. Saber Toothache. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang.
I mean,
Bang.
I've heard better.
Oh, hey, wait, is that...
It's me, Shimmy.
Shimmy's back. Hey, Shimmy, what are you still doing here? Did you not leave?
I got lost.
I got lost. Yeah, lost in the backyard or lost trying to get out of the backyard?
Both.
Oh, no. Shimmy.
Oh, wait, there it is.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
I wonder what he saw. The ex?
Yeah. How long has he been here?
I heard him, the ex.
Okay.
He's been here for 3 weeks, I think. Since Matt Gourley's band was here, he was part of Matt Gourley's band.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Well, welcome to the show. Episode 750. Is all of this gibberish to you if this is the first episode you've ever heard? I'm sure it is, but welcome
I'm sure
nonetheless.
Most people's first episodes are gibberish.
most people's last episodes are gibberish, probably.
Probably. You know?
You mean like a death?
Oh, Shimmy's back?
Whoops. Whoops. Like he
How did he
didn't
find his way back in?
He was here again?
or he was mistaken when he saw whatever it was he saw. I don't know.
I thought you were different people. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. So what
I
did
went
you,
around in a circle again.
What did you think you saw and what did you actually see?
I thought I saw the exit, but I think it's just a mirror.
Oh, okay. So you think you look
to
like
be fair,
an exit.
Scott's backyard is
filled with mirrors.
Just filled with mirrors.
I started attacking this guy, but it was me.
That would explain all the broken glass on the ground.
And bruises and scratches. Oh, wait. Oh, he's gone again.
He's gone.
All right. Welcome to the show. My name is Scott Aukerman, and we have a great show. Coming up a little later, we have a foreigner will be here.
Okay.
So that'll be interesting.
Real brave of you. It's a real brave move
on
your part.
You know, these days, we need to welcome people from all other shores. To our
all other stars and stripes,
all people of all stars and stripes,
people of all stars and stripes.
That's right. But before we get to him, I want to introduce our A Block guest,
A Block,
and he's been on the show many, many times. By the way, this is the backyard era; it is continuing. And I'm surprised to get him in the backyard. He hasn't been in my backyard for many moons. But he's here now.
Look at us doing the backyard.
Here he
what
is.
What a delight.
I haven't introduced you.
I don't care.
Jason Mantzoukas.
Here we are. Look at this.
Here we are.
Out
my
of the closet,
crib.
Into the yard.
Okay.
What a delight.
That's right. Welcome to it. What do you think of it?
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
It's all like the mirrors.
All the mirrors, absolutely stunning. They're reflecting the sun back on us.
And they're all funhouse mirrors, so it's like giving you a lot of different body types to choose
There's
from.
There's a lot of like inflatable clown stuff going on. It's very, I don't know if you've talked about this in other episodes. Your house has like a circus kind of funhouse theme.
It's the aesthetic of a children's birthday party is what we've been trying for.
Yes.
For a childless couple.
And there are always balloons up front. It's really creepy and
bouncy
weird.
House. Yep. We live in the bouncy
you
house.
You live in the bouncy house and you say that the big house is for the big kids.
Jay, welcome back to the show. You haven't been on in
months.
Yeah, months and months.
So this is my first appearance in the new year, I believe, is it?
It is, yeah. You haven't been on since...
Well, I guess it's only March. We're good.
Since October or something. Yeah. But what have you been up to? I mean, obviously...
Just hiding in my house from the Omicron wave.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
Has Omicron waved at you yet and called you over?
No,
said,
it has not. It's, you know,
I'd like to give myself to you.
I found it shouting from outside my windows at times, but no.
Like the little boy in A Christmas Carol?
Yeah, like, come on out and play. Come on out.
I would say we talk about the little boy in Christmas Carol more than we talk about Tiny Tim, Fred, any of the other characters. We talk about that little boy.
That's your number one
character. The one as big as me?
Yeah.
We talk about him all the time on this show. Love that kid.
Love that kid.
And I want to see.
Where is he now?
Yes, I want to. In the Carolverse.
In the Carolverse.
Which includes the movie Carol, of course.
Of course.
Where is that kid? Like, I want to see the sequel where he grows up and he becomes a miser.
I would love, you know what, that's the Carolverse has been like completely, we've talked about the Dark Universe, we've talked about all these expanded universes.
Oh my Why God, not the Dark Universe. I can't wait till they get back to that.
We gotta get back to the Dark Universe.
We gotta go back.
It's like Lost.
The aborted Dark Universe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now, you know, you can't even not have the Dark Universe in Texas anymore.
That's right. Yeah, you're not allowed to show.
You're not allowed to develop any more.
Russell Crowe is not even allowed in Texas anywhere.
Nope.
A.K.A. Dr. Jekyll. Wasn't he?
He was. I think that's what he was.
Saw that on a plane. Yeah. They cut out the entire plane crash.
Is that right?
That's a quaint custom. That I believe they still do on movies where they will cut out any plane crash because they don't want people freaking out when they're watching a movie on a plane and going like, that can happen?
I think there should be an option to just watch plane crash movies.
Yeah, just Fight Club.
The one with Jeff Bridges and Rosie.
Fearless.
Yes, thank you.
Saw that in Milwaukee, Rosie Wisconsin.
Perez. Bubbles, her son wasn't her child's name Bubbles? Bubbles was on my lap, and her child died in the plane crash, wasn't that right?
I don't recall that particular line, Bubbles was on my lap.
Something like that.
I've had some bubbles on my lap, though, if you want
to. I don't. Explain it.
I had sex with Michael Jackson's monkey.
Wow. You could have just had it sit on your lap, but you had sex with it.
I was like, hey, why not go all the way with this?
Not a lot of our listeners know, you spent a lot of time at Neverland.
Yeah, I did. Well, I was a young wee child who was fascinated with a very good singer. That's how you would describe Michael Jackson, is it not? A very good singer.
One of the greats.
Famous good singer, Michael Jackson.
Will you go see the Michael Jackson musical?
No.
No?
I will not. I can still listen to his records because they bring back memories of a certain time in my life, but yeah. I will not go see any new material.
Got it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Although he's dead, so who cares who gets his money?
Sure, absolutely.
You know,
we're doing for How Did This Get Made? We're doing Diana the Musical.
Oh.
Which I am very excited about.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a musical about Princess Diana.
Okay.
And it is like it's her life, including, I think, the car crash. I think it's crazy.
Do they put in the song Dirty Diana in it?
Yep.
Just to be
the
like.
The song Dirty Diana is in the musical.
Dirty Diana. No. And you hate musicals, although
hate them.
You were talking to me recently off mic. And you said, and this was astounding to me.
Do not reveal anything I tell you off mic.
Oh, shit. I'm afraid I'm going to have to because I hate to sell you out, but you said this. You did not ask for it to be off the record when you.
That's true.
So unfortunately, I can reveal it.
I need to start saying off the record.
You liked a musical recently.
I thought that West Side Story was good. I thought I didn't like. Good. I'll be honest. I didn't like the songs. I didn't. I mean, I said that I didn't.
You turned
dislike them.
Turned it off during.
But
the songs.
I was like, it was a beautifully shot movie. It was like listen, Spielberg is making incredible moves constantly, yeah. And it's gorgeous to watch. I did find myself, as I do with all musicals, being like, well, stop singing and just keep telling me the story I'm enjoying.
Guys, just have a conversation.
Keep acting. I don't understand why you're all jumping around and dancing and singing. Now you were in the middle of something really good.
No, wait, but what about the songs where they are intended to be dancing, like they go to an actual dance and they're dancing?
See, great,
fine by you.
Great. Diegetic dancing, great. Dancing in the streets that people are meant to think is not dancing.
What about the video dancing in the streets with Mick Jagger and David Bowie?
Yep, love it.
Love it.
They're dancing in Chicago. Yeah. They're dancing down in New Orleans. Or Narlands?
You ever see that? I forget what it was on. It felt like it was maybe that one of those Broadway is Back specials or something. But Jimmy Fallon sang Dancing in the Streets.
No.
And you haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it and I don't want to.
And it's now.
He's saying it, I'm assuming, doing impressions.
Doing both of them.
Oh, both of them.
Doing both. He was the record's playing and bands are playing. And then he was doing the Mick Jagger moves during it. It was very weird. But he never said, like, he just, that's just the way he learned the song, I think.
Wow.
Interesting, is it not?
That's fascinating.
The interesting psychology of a man like that.
We'll link to it in the show notes just so everybody can watch it. We do a lot of that. We do a lot of Lincoln in the show notes.
Mm-hmm. You ever see that movie Lincoln?
Speaking Lincoln of, in the show notes.
Yeah. Oh, who's that?
It's me, Thin Lizzy.
Oh.
And guess what? I didn't sing Smoking in the Boys' Room. I sang The Boys Are Back in Town.
Okay, take care, Thin Lizzy. What I liked about that was that Thin Lizzy took his mic all the way around to his mouth to do that. And in the lead up.
I gotta say, he's too thin.
He's
85 pounds at this point.
Very thin.
Perilously thin.
I will say, Thin Lizzy has gotten too thin.
Too thin. Like,
this is now anorexic Lizzy.
Let's make him carb Libsy. Libsy.
I watched Inspiration happen, the mic get all the way turned around.
This mic is turning around. This mic is going 180.
This has to happen.
Oh, the backyard era. Oh.
Hey, I forgot to tell you guys.
Oh, hey, Thin Lizzy.
I'm now called Body Positive Lizzy.
Oh.
I like my body. I'm fine with it.
We don't. We think you need to eat.
You gotta eat something.
You're body shaming me.
No, we're worried.
It's not good.
What does your doctor say?
It's a fine line between body shaming and concern. I'm Body Positive Lizzy, and that's all you need to know.
Is that what you tell your physician?
Yes. I also say, the boys are back in town when I walk in the office. And then I go have a cigarette in the men's room. Wait a minute.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff. The backyard era, the BYE.
Just people, well, that's the thing is I don't have a perimeter secured around my backyard, so people are just wandering in and
people
out.
People can just wander in. And you have an open door policy, much like the studios.
That's the thing. Ever since I started doing them back here, we leave all of our doors open.
Yep. Smart.
We get no alarms on.
So smart. Yep. The place looks like a funhouse carnival ride.
And the thieves can tell from Instagram when I'm out of the house.
You have a barker outside saying house is empty. They're in the backyard.
Just a constant stream of children as well, like celebrating all of their birthday parties. It's like a McDonald's
playland
here.
Or Funland or whatever it's called.
Yeah, what do they call those?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did they copyright that term, Funland or Playland or whatever it is?
Probably.
It would be like them, wouldn't it?
But you know what, McDonald's?
Ray Kroc.
Oh, yeah, what a Kroc.
It's weird that he didn't invent Crocs. Instead, he invented McDonald's.
Yeah, well, I mean, the McDonald's did.
The guy named McDonald, you know what he invented? The farm.
The farm?
Yeah.
He bought it.
He certainly did. He's dead now.
He's dead
now. E-I-E-I-O. Yes. E-I-E-I-O. I think I said that like Carson or something. E-I-E-I-O. Oh, my gosh. Well,
your Carson's getting really good now, especially as the generations... Are not knowing the reference.
What he sounds like. Yeah.
You're basically doing all of your impressions are from the 80s.
They're based on death too. Like when a person dies, I can do
start.
I can do the shittiest impression. And the further they get away from life, the better my impression gets.
That's when you start working on it.
Yep.
E-I-E-I-O. Yeah. Well, today when I walked in, you said I'm starting to work on my William Hurt.
Here I go. God, I feel like someone does a William Hurt. But I'm trying to remember, would it be like?
Oh, it would be just
a boring, like.
Very flat, very.
Hi. Hi.
See, it'll get better.
Have you felt my
We're
body?
We're seeing
heat?
It at the beginning.
We're seeing it at the very
We're
beginning.
We're seeing it at the very beginning because he's just passed and we'll see you work
my
it.
My state is altered.
In 5 years, in 5 years, you won't even need the references.
Nope. We'll know exactly what we're talking
about. You'll just be able to live in the hurt.
Of course, we're talking about a person who passed away 2 weeks ago. Rest in peace to him and to everyone who's died ever.
Okay. R.I.P. to everyone who's died ever.
Wish it didn't have to happen, but this Earth of ours would be very crowded if it didn't.
It's crowded already.
Have to hang out with cavemen all day.
Have you been doing plane breaks?
Occasionally, yeah. When we first started the backyard era, yeah, we did some plane breaks. Yeah.
Oh, because I you know what? I miss a plane break from the old studio days.
Yeah. Well, if I had that song at my fingertips, I would maybe do it.
Don't you worry about it.
Jay, we have to get to our first guest.
I would love to.
It's wonderful to have you as a co-host, especially on episode 750. Can you believe it's been going that long?
What is it? 12 years?
We're almost at our 13th anniversary.
Wow.
In a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old.
Old as hell.
Old
look
as
at our references.
Hell.
Carson.
Look at this.
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy.
We haven't.
Body positive Lizzy.
Sorry.
We haven't had a modern reference in the entirety of this episode so far.
No, from
the 21st century.
What can we talk about?
Yeah, exactly. Look at you. You're struggling.
Rosalia?
I mean, we talked about West Side Story?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing.
In the 50s?
Nothing. Thing is new.
Oh my God. I apologize to the listener, but hopefully you're enjoying yourself. But we have to get to our.
Yeah, yes. We were going to talk about comics for this whole time, but let's just
No one wants to hear that, especially on CBBWorld.com.
So. Yeah.
No one wants to hear that show.
Let's just go straight to this first guest.
Let's go straight to the guest. He is, he's been on the show several times. He is the aforementioned Foreigner. And I believe he refers to himself as a royal watcher, and we'll talk to him about what that means. I believe we've covered it before on the show, but please welcome.
It couldn't be easier to understand. It really is right there in the name.
Royal watcher.
It's just, I watch the royals. Yes, and if you need an infusion of modernity into your show, you'll come to the right man, because we will be talking about the royals, the Windsors.
I got the Pfizer, actually, so I'm good.
My goodness, no. Although, you know, well, it's funny you should say that, because, you know, Queen Elizabeth has recently had a bit of a row.
Yes, I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Let me introduce you. Your name is Byron Denniston.
Oh, yes,
welcome
thank you.
Show.
Yes, wonderful to be here. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, it's so
great
good to see
you,
in person.
Byron.
Lovely to be. Yes.
You've
it's
flown
lovely.
Across
actually.
What they call the pond.
No. I have recently relocated to the grounds of Prince Harry and Meghan's home.
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah.
Where do they live now? Up in Vancouver or something?
No, up in Santa Barbara.
They live in Montecito or something, like near Oprah.
They do. Montecito, yes.
Beautiful country there.
Very near to Oprah. As a matter of fact, she has a habit of stopping by unannounced, and because they did say, please come by any time, and she's really taken it quite seriously.
She's just taking advantage of them?
Well, I don't know that she thinks of it that way, but I'll be quite honest with you. After she leaves, half the time, they say, you know, again? Really? What are we supposed to say? You know, she keeps dropping by.
I can only imagine if you don't, buy any groceries, just how tempting that would be.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
How tempting it would be to not buy groceries?
To not buy groceries and just go over to your neighbor's house all the time.
Oh, you mean for a cup of sugar, quote
Well,
unquote?
You know, like how Kramer used to just come right into the kitchen every time he would come into Jerry's house.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what, did you have Seinfeld or did you have a different show there?
Oh, no. No, we, you know, Seinfeld was based on a British series.
Oh, it was?
Yes,
really?
Yes, of course
it ran
was.
Four episodes?
Yes, we only did four Seinfelds, yes.
One cycle, or no, one series.
Two series and a Christmas special.
The series were two episodes each.
Yes, each series was two episodes, and then the Christmas special was only 10 minutes.
What was it called?
It was called Carr.
Carr.
After Jimmy Carr. Do you know that?
It was Jimmy Carr.
Show.
He's wonderful.
It was just called Carr.
Yeah.
And what were the, who was Kramer, who was Elaine, who was George, and I'm sure they were not Jewish like they were...
No, certainly not. No, they're British, yes.
British.
more British than Jewish. Yes. Well, what do you mean, who were they? They were sort of the people in Carr's life, in Jimmy Carr.
So they're all just based on his past.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So
right.
he had a whimsical neighbor and all that, you know. And, yes. And this fellow Seinfeld just sort of adapted it for American television.
Wow, and people
so
don't know that.
Happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's like The Office, yeah.
So precisely. Many American shows are just, yeah.
All
yeah.
those, everything yes. that... was ever on NBC on Thursday nights was adapted from the British, right? 30 Rock, wasn't that 30 yes. Stone?
30 Stone.
Yep. And it was about somebody who weighed 30 stone.
Yes. It's a different show. But, yes. That's absolutely right. And, of course, Friends was based on coupling.
Yeah, of course.
Of course,
and
yeah.
coupling was based on Friends.
Yeah. The cycle continues.
Yes, on and on.
Hopefully they'll keep going back and forth where suddenly then Friends will be based on coupling, America's coupling.
I've,
Never mind.
Right.
I think Veronica's Closet was based on...
Veronica's like, Flat or something like that.
Yeah, something. Amelia's WC.
The water closet.
Yeah. In the UK, it was a water closet.
Right.
Yeah, because in the UK, you guys keep all your water in closets.
Well, we try to, yes.
I mean, why have water in the living room?
No, exactly. That's the idea. I don't know where you keep your water.
Do you guys not have wet bars there?
Wet bars? I don't know the phrase. I'm not familiar with the phrase.
It's like a sink that is near the main living space in order so you don't have to like walk all the way to the kitchen to make yourself a drink.
Oh, no.
No.
Not at all. No.
We want to keep water away from all that.
Right. We have little bells that we ring for someone to come and take care of all that.
What about wet bars? You know,
like
a bar, like you go to a bar.
Oh, by the way, Wet Day is coming up, I got to remind myself.
What are you guys doing? I was going to ask, what are you guys doing for Wet Day?
What is Wet Day? Is this an American bank holiday here in the States?
Well, it's going to be, we're celebrating the first one.
It's one of the new holidays that is taking off. Wet Day? Yeah.
Wet Day.
You got to get wet.
I guess you got to get wet.
You got to get wet.
I don't know how we're celebrating, but we are. It's coming up in like
12
days or something.
Is it really? 12 days? Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Spend the whole day wet?
I think so, yeah. Well, you'd hate it in England.
Oh, well, you know, it's very soggy there anyway.
Yeah.
Every day is wet day, really, in rainy
wonderful,
old London
Byron.
Town.
Wonderful,
thank you. But, you know, today is a bank holiday. It's Commonwealth Day. Did you know that?
Oh, yes, wow.
We're taping this a little bit earlier. It's a Commonwealth Day.
Monday the 14th, the Commonwealth Day.
Oh, so I'm surprised you're here. Are you, can I ask you, Byron, just because you said you've been here a while, are you allowed back in the UK?
Yeah, back in the UK. Not at the moment. Well, it's not
at the moment.
I mean, that
could change.
Let me put it this way. I would have to come in a sort of creative way, perhaps by boat.
What's the easiest way to access England? Is it by land, by sea, by air?
One would prefer, I think, to fly straight into Heathrow.
I think the way that they're not guarding would be to like walk across the bottom of the ocean.
They're definitely not guarding.
and then go up on the beach.
They're not guarding that. No.
That would be very smart. Have you thought about that?
Walking
across the seafloor.
I can say I have not thought about it.
Maybe a self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Or something?
Well, that I have thought of. But what I do instead is I fly to Iceland and then I take a boat to one of the lesser Scottish islands and then I sort of tramp about until I get to London and I do that a few times a year.
Is this the first Commonwealth Day you've missed?
Yes, but I thought it was okay because also missing this Commonwealth Day is the Queen herself.
Oh, wow.
You mentioned the Queen.
Because of her recent COVID?
Yeah, what's going on with her?
That's what she says.
Oh,
my
sources
tell me that is
speaking
not
of the office.
What?
That is not. No. COVID barely made a dent.
That is what she says.
That is what she says.
Was that in the that British the, office? That was the
British
catchphrase?
Office.
That is what she says.
I think in Britain it was that is what one says.
Oh, okay.
That is what one says.
This is very hard. Yes. That is what one says.
Yes, precisely.
Yes.
That is what one says.
But she did not have COVID because this
no,
was...
No, she had COVID, but COVID, I mean, it's attacking royal blood, you know what I mean? There's a divinity to the blood in a royal.
I see.
It stands no chance whatsoever. Of course, she beat it back effortlessly, right? But then she's at her age,
I was surprised.
How old is she? She's like 98?
I believe that's right. Right. Wow. Yes, I believe that's right.
Jeez.
But she made short work of COVID.
She's
a
year shy of Betty White. Who do you think lasts longer, Betty White or the Queen?
Oh.
Betty White has passed.
I know, but she only got to 99 is what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. Now I was like,
you thought you were breaking it to me?
Oh. The Queen will live to 99, but not long after. So I think Betty
really?
White.
How do you know this?
Because I'm privy to the plans to
the inner machinations.
Yes, there are some very elaborate plans to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee in June.
You're a royal watcher.
Indeed.
Is there like a royal oracle? Is there somebody who you know prophesies about the royal you know everybody in the royal family?
There's any number of sort of psychics, whatever, functioning in England and focusing on the royals. But
seers.
Yes,
but
yes,
nobody
yes,
that
but,
is. inside of their world. Nobody that is part of the
I'd say this. No one is closer to the royals than me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No you one is know closer.
Physically.
You mean physically?
Physically. Yeah. Physically,
you are the eyeballs behind the paintings.
I am very often, particularly at Windsor Castle, the eyeballs behind the paintings. And as you may know, Buckingham Palace is undergoing a 10-year renovation. It's never been easier to get in and out of there.
Wow. It seems,
put on a hard hat and in you go. And
it seems really weird. The queen is about to die. And they're indeed. Hey, let's start a renovation that you're not going to live to see.
Well, yes, it does seem strange until you understand what exactly they're renovating.
Oh, why? What is going on there?
Well, as you know, we've talked in the past about how all of the royals of Europe needed to go to the city hall in Alphen aan den Rijn in the Netherlands.
Oh, I sort of remember this. What was this about?
Well, it's a spaceship, really. In addition to being a functioning city hall, it is also a space-worthy vehicle. And I suppose the royals of Britain have decided they'd rather not travel to the Netherlands for that. And so while they are saying that the renovation of Buckingham Palace is all about the heat and the electricity and whatnot, it's really they're putting in a spaceship.
They're retrofitting it for
the day that they have to leave. Travel.
They're doing their own spaceship. Are they making everyone come to them, or they're just going to be...
They're just doing their own
thing. Doing their own thing.
Here forward, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Britain first.
Britain first, exactly.
I mean, Brexit. They're Brexiting.
They're Brexiting.
They're Brexiting this royal agreement that it's the Danish, right, that have the spaceship?
Well,
it's the Netherlands,
yes,
you said. Yeah.
Yes, which may be the Danish.
Who knows what to call those
who
people?
Who knows what's going on?
The Danes.
There.
The melancholy Danes.
Yes, that's what it is.
How interesting. Okay, mm-hmm. So do you think that Prince Charles is furious that his mother has lived this long?
You got it. I mean, he's almost. I mean he's like not a young man himself.
He's been told since birth he's going to be king.
I know,
and
especially
now he's like
eating all the British food, the pudding and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, the pudding?
All that pudding? Ooda pudding?
All that pudding?
Yeah, all that pudding.
Yes, he's been more than patient, but he's ready. He's ready. And it will happen on June the 5th is the day that he will...
What is June the 5th?
That is the final day of the Platinum Jubilee celebration for the Queen.
What is the Platinum Jubilee celebration?
It marks 70 years on the throne.
She will stand down?
No. She will give an address from her throne, at the end of which she will press a button and there will be an extraordinary explosion. And that is...
Of the entire palace? Of the throne itself?
The throne itself, yes. The throne itself.
So Charles will never even ascend the throne?
No. He will become the king.
He'll build his own throne?
Yeah, he'll have to build his own throne.
He will need his own throne.
His own
now,
explosive
is
throne?
That part of the transition, is that part of the transition of power is that each new king or queen has to build their own throne?
Well,
is it like IKEA?
Is it like IKEA?
Do you have
what
IKEA?
What do you mean by that?
You have to assemble your own throne.
No, I don't know that Charles will be making his own throne, but he will need a new throne, that's for certain. But yes, this is how the Queen chooses to go out, and I think it's beautiful. And nobody knows it yet. Only I have seen the schematics for this.
I love that she's doing it on her own terms.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've heard the conversations. She's cool with this?
It's her plan. Yes, absolutely.
She wants to do it.
She's insisting on it, and there have been multiple high-level meetings trying to talk her out of it, because it will be televised, and a lot of people think it might be disturbing. But the Queen says, this is how I'd like to go out.
I heard she's having Michael Bay shoot it.
Yes, Michael
Bay. With, like, 9 cameras.
Cameras all over the place. And Bay is the only one who will be in the room with her.
I heard she said she wanted that signature Bayhem.
That is what, yes.
What do they call him in England? Michael Pond or?
I'm not.
Do you have to change your name when you go to England?
Not that I'm aware of.
People can keep their names when they go.
I think so. Yes, that's only fair.
Oh, well, this is incredible. And she didn't have COVID or she
did? She had COVID.
Why did you say that?
Because she's been using it as an excuse to do things she doesn't want to do anyway. And so today, for instance, the Commonwealth Day, she's frolicking about Windsor Castle with her husbands, Jim Broadbent and Jim Belushi. And any number of
the
other...
Jims.
The JBs.
Yes.
A.K.A. the JBs.
The JBs. Any number of
they
other...
They used to have backup for James Brown.
Ever since James Brown died, they've had nothing to do. Fred Wesley.
The JB Horns are there playing...
Maceo Parker.
Always, yes.
Our references are still 50 years still old.
Very old.
Well, but that's what she's doing. And she's, you know, she is just loving the life of a freewheeling widow.
Wow. Why does she want to go out? Why doesn't she just say she has long COVID and she can do whatever she wants?
Right. I believe she may do something quite like that. Wow. Yes,
until she blows herself up on the throne.
Right.
Did you say June 2 is when?
June the 5th.
June the 5th. Okay. Yes, so you'll have to come back after this.
I will come right back and we'll discuss the explosion in fine detail.
Is there any fear that she's going to press the button, it'll blow up and she won't die, that she'll just be like half of her face is melted off and this is all, she'll be staggering around like a half burnt up zombie or anything like that? Or,
well, that would be terrible.
It would be terrible. That's why I bring it up.
Yes, I fear it now that you've said it. But I think the Queen, she's seen to every specification herself.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
And she knows what will kill herself.
I am curious, is she making sure to, in the aftermath, make sure that the people will know that she planned this herself? Because it could be perceived of as
an
assassination.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
Will she have parting words?
Will,
like,
it be revealed?
Bye, bitches.
Yes, yes, I think so. Yes, yes, yes.
Like doing a double bird to the cameras?
Bye, bitches.
Bye, bitches.
Well, I've only seen a rough draft of this.
Thank you, next.
You've seen a rough draft?
I've only seen a rough draft of the address, and it does say something like, here's my final gift to you, and in closing, fuck you, Diana. And then she presses this button.
Whoa. She's going to see Diana in hell.
Yes, that's it. See you in hell.
Wow.
Yes, yes. But
it really just does show, like, how much of an impact Diana had on her. Mm. You know, that her dying words are about Diana.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. She despises
her. She despises
her. To this very day.
Wow. Yes, well, this, her. I mean, so then Charles is going to build his own throne. Is there a sort of a period where no one is king because he hasn't built the throne yet?
No. I think, I think, well, I don't know.
Could someone with, a throne that's already pre-built, like, step in and go, no, I'm king?
I have a throne. I'm here.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps then I should not have mentioned this, because up to now, this has been a complete secret, and so no one would have known to get started on a throne.
I mean, anybody from Game of Thrones could go and get the prop.
It takes about 3 months to build a throne. I think at this point, if you got started,
yes,
you could get in there on June 6 and be like,
all right. Well, if you're hearing this, please don't build a throne.
I'm saying, I think what Scott and I are saying is you could build.
You
the
do
throne.
It.
I could build it. Become the king of England.
I mean, you'd have to watch yourself. But
my
yes.
goodness, my, what do you mean I have to watch myself? Oh, because
as
I'm
a royal
watcher watching myself? Yes,
you wouldn't have to watch your P's and Q's.
No, no, surely not. That's an interesting idea. What would I do as king? Oh, my God, with power.
And access to a spaceship. Soon.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you'd behead people. You'd be able to marry whomever you wanted.
Yes, I would, yes. Oh, yeah. I like your idea. Listen, I don't know if it'll work, but why not? I'll get started on a throne.
Get started
today.
On a throne.
I'll get started
saying,
on a throne.
So simply as a hobby, it would be wouldn't that be great? Also, you should YouTube it.
Oh,
you should do
definitely.
YouTube like you know.
Hi,
like
this
like
is Byron. Byron D.
Yeah. Hey guys. So today we're working on the base. You know, if you've been watching the series so far, we've gotten two arms done, and we're gonna keep working on this base.
You could do a little side like scepter spinoff.
Oh,
YouTube,
what a good idea!
And, you
hit
know.
That subscribe button if you like this.
Just smash that like button.
Yes, yes. Recommend to all your friends and all that. Yes. Oh,
yeah,
yes.
This would be great. And so when you come back on. June 6th or whatever, I'm presuming you'll be king at this point.
Wow, but, can you imagine having
heavens.
A royal on the show?
Yeah. Not just a royal, the king of all
the king
England.
Of England.
Can you imagine?
I mean, that would be incredible.
That
goodness.
Would be so good.
I bet that would be the biggest episode you would ever have.
Yes, Scott.
June 6th is literally a Monday, so I hope you'll be back on then, yes.
I shall be back on that very day.
And you'll be king of England.
Holy shit.
I can't believe it's really this simple.
Don't second guess this.
No, I know. It's just, it's all out of the blue. I never imagined myself, I mean, I imagined myself married. Into royalty.
Yes, sure, yes, of course.
And by the way, how
well, you
plan.
Were at
how
one was, point yeah. engaged, if I'm not
weren't
mistaken,
you
right?
To someone?
Princess,
nearly.
Amelia?
Well, she's not a princess, but I had my sights set on Lady Amelia
Lady
Spencer,
Amelia.
Niece of Diana. And, well, there was a duel between me and her intended, Philip.
What was her intended's name? It was like.
Oh, we looked it up. It was the Grizz.
Well, yes.
Griswold? Is that. Was he one of the.
Last
Griswolds?
Name is Millard or something. I don't know. But he goes by the Grizz.
He's known it as the Grizz.
Greg Millard or something, and his friends call him the Grizz. But and he and I had a duel with swords. And I did lose. But you know what? All this time later, they're still not married. So,
you know what I mean? Says something.
There is something's going on there.
Interesting. I think, you know, especially if you're king.
Yeah. Well,
who could resist marrying a king?
No. I mean, get that information out there.
But yeah. I have a thought to challenge him. To challenge him to another duel and get.
Can you do a redo of a redo?
Well, I survived it barely, but I did. I think I can. And my thought this time, this is a bit wild. You know, this
I mean, if they reboot the Batman all the time, you could do another duel.
Absolutely,
right?
A duel over.
Yeah,
duel over. The duel over. Part deux.
I'm Part duel.
You may not know, the Grizz is for a living.
Wow, look at those birds up there.
Oh yeah.
Do you have birds like that up in merry old England? Or I bet they're all sad and rained on all the time, so they're just like sopping wet and just like bleh.
Sopping wet birds. That means something else in England.
Oh, that's right.
Sopping wet birds.
That is what one says.
That is what one says. That was two crows chasing a falcon, I believe.
Why chase a falcon?
Well, because the falcon wants their babies.
Yeah.
And in England, the falcon just gets what he wants, I think. The ravens yield to the falcon. But
that was Super Bowl last year, I believe.
The ravens yielded to the falcon?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you may be right. Where was I? Oh, yes. The Grizz. Do you know what he does for a living?
I have no clue.
Laughable,
no conception.
Laughable and
what
pathetic.
Does a guy named the Grizz do for a living?
He's a water polo instructor.
No.
What?
I'm afraid so.
Not even a
player.
Well, yeah, he knows the game inside and out. And my plan is to challenge him to a one-on-one game of water polo.
Why challenge him at what he does best?
Yeah. Precisely. To all the more humiliate him.
Have you played water polo at all?
Never in my life.
Oh, Byron.
No. But can you imagine if I were to best him at the thing that
I can imagine if the odds are stacked against you, like staggeringly so.
It's a wonderful underdog story. I mean, I don't know that I have the time now that I'm building a throne, but this was my plan, to train up and get myself ready.
Here's what I say.
Yes.
I say build the throne, become king. Mm. Then you'll have dominion over the Grizz, over Lady Amelia.
Yes. Would he be one of your subjects?
Could you put him to death?
Well, I don't see why not.
Why not? Like, you could just take care of this without the duel.
Although,
to the executioner.
I would maybe challenge him to the duel first, see how it works out.
Mm.
And then if it doesn't work out, your first act as king is to put the Grizz to death.
Well, if it does work out, too. If it does or it doesn't, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
You don't want the Grizz sniffing around.
No.
Buckingham Palace.
Oh, gentlemen, this is a wonderful
plan. This is a great plan. Do you want to put it out there to the Grizz that you're ready to duel?
Absolutely. Listen to me, you.
He's all the way in England, right? So
certainly.
So hopefully this podcast will reach his ears.
The Grizz, you bested me at swords. I give it to you. You did. But this time you're going down. Down into the deep end of the water polo pool.
Oh.
I will defeat you in your area of expertise. I hereby challenge you, sir, to a game of water polo for the hand of Lady Amelia Spencer.
Wow.
Well, now...
Now, I'm curious, Byron, but you still want to marry Lady Amelia, because prior you were just trying to do that to get on the spaceship in the Netherlands.
But now are you doing it
for love?
I've fallen for
her. Oh, wow. is a great love story.
Thank you, yes. Yes, it is, isn't it? To simply target a woman...
Yep.
Whom you've never spoken
you've
to.
You've never spoken to.
Just for the benefit of getting off planet.
Yes.
And then to fall for her. That's like a real rom-com. That's a Nancy Myers right there.
I agree. And it'll be a wonderful thing to be telling our grandchildren someday.
Oh, it's a beautiful story.
You know, no interest in her whatsoever except as a ticket off Earth.
Yeah.
And then I fell in love.
Well, with Byron, I have a little bit of a surprise for you.
Oh.
When I said that the Grizz is all the way over there across the pond, I was fibbing a little bit because I happen to know the Grizz's whereabouts.
Ah.
The Grizz.
Oh, dear.
is actually. Right here in this very backyard of mine.
I feel that this is not quite fair.
And I wanted to surprise you with him, but...
Is that the Grizz's music we hear?
Please welcome the Grizz!
Well, well, well. Byron Denison.
I feel I've been rather shabbily treated here.
In what way?
Well, you lied to me. You lied to me.
How did I lie to you other than by omission?
No, you told me he was across the pond. This is a very unpleasant. This is a man who stabbed me in the abdomen with a sword last time.
And I will again.
I meant the pond in my backyard, aka my swimming pool.
Yes, and he was on
he
the
was
other
across
side.
There, yes.
Yes, I suppose.
Do my ears deceive me? Or did someone challenge me to a game of water polo?
Well, yes, but not today.
Me!
Oh,
me!
Not
a
today.
Water polo instructor of 31 years of age.
Yes, I suppose. You're in very good shape, yes.
Guys, we have to take a break, unfortunately. So I know this is a very dramatic moment to take a break at.
Speaking of breaks, I'm going to break you in half, Byron Denison.
No, you won't.
Well, when we come back, we'll have more Byron Denison. We'll have more The Grizz. Probably a water polo duel.
Oh, my God.
Right here in my backyard.
Oh, I'm not ready.
I knew this pool would come in handy.
Duel. When's the last time you had a good pool duel?
Pool duel? Never, I don't think, back here. So this is incredible. We have more Jason Manzoukas. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Jason Manzoukas is here.
Hey-o.
From How Did This Get Made. Are you up to 750 episodes of that?
Not even close.
Ooh.
We do a lot fewer episodes than you do.
I've blown you out of the water.
Absolutely.
That is what one says. Also, welcome to Byron Denison over here.
Yes, here I am. Yes,
who's sweating?
Yes, perspiring like Prince Andrew cannot.
Shaking like a leaf. Oh yeah, what is that? What's before we get to the Grizz?
Oh yes.
What's been going on with Prince Andrew?
Oh my God, it's terrible. Well, you know, Prince Andrew. You're familiar with this, that he was accused by a woman of having sex with her when she was only 17 and assaulting. All this
the Beatles
business.
Sang about it.
And he was just 17. He was like a Jeffrey Epstein associate.
A close friend of Jeffrey Epstein's, yes.
Like his wingman.
Yes, a bit. Mm-hmm. Yes, you may say. Yes. Yes. Part of the evidence against him was that a third party said, I saw them together at a nightclub and he was drenching sweat and they were dancing and having a good time. And Prince Andrew came forward forcefully and he said, no, that can't have been me.
In a bold interview.
He said, I'm physically not capable of perspiring. Threw down the gauntlet.
That is.
He said he had a medical condition that made him unable to sweat.
As a result,
at which point they produced many pictures of him sweating.
Right.
Well, no. This, you're being entirely unfair. It was a result of the PTSD of having flown a fighter jet during the Falklands War. Ever since then, he was unable to perspire.
A terrible conflict.
Yes, but of course, he's terribly embarrassed of this condition, and so went out in public on a hot day or when exercising or something like that, he will have his valet spritz him down with water to make it appear that he's sweating. And so those are the photos that you'll see.
Oh, that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Look at little Byron Denison acting like he knows anything about the royal family.
I know everything about the royal family. My God.
I mean, Grizz, that to be fair, he does know a lot about the royal family.
He thinks he does.
Oh, and then you know more?
I'm inside it, aren't I, dear?
Well, I'm inside. I'm literally inside the walls.
No, Lady Amelia's going to be my bottle, isn't she?
Well, isn't it interesting? You've been engaged for almost 2 years now, haven't you? And yet, no movement toward a wedding date. What's going on there, the Grizz?
I does as I please, Byron. I does as I please.
Are you sure the lady isn't having second thoughts, cold feet and whatnot?
She's having third thoughts. I'd like to engage him again.
What?
First, I'd like to engage him. Then I engaged her. Then I'd like to engage him again. Then I said, but dear, we're already engaged. Then she forgets and says, I'd like to engage him again. She remembers the first, forgets the second.
Are you quite sure? I think after all this time, she must be thinking, maybe it's not such a great idea. How did you engage, by the way, the first time? I'm sure it was just...
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know, Grizz. Have we ever found out your love story with Lady Amelia? What
is how did you guys meet?
How did you meet? How did you follow?
A guy named Grizz meet Lady Amelia?
Thank you for asking.
Yes.
Lady Amelia and I met at the discotheque.
Oh, how?
Another very modern reference.
In Ibiza.
Oh, okay.
A discotheque in Ibiza.
So, how long ago was this? You've been engaged 2 years. How long have you been dating?
We've known each other for a long time.
Oh, wow.
We were best friends, weren't we?
Oh, wow. When Harry met Sally kind of scenario? Friends
or
first?
Or school children?
No,
or?
We don't have Jewish people in England.
There's a couple.
Do you mean like when Bertram met Beatrice?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The movie that when Harry met Sally. Yeah,
Where did she have that fake orgasm? It couldn't have been at Katz's Deli.
It was at Harrods, I believe.
It was at Harrods. And when she finished faking the orgasm, an old lady at the counter turned around and said, "I say, that does look ripping."
Oh, wow.
I should like to be served the same thing that she was served.
Wow. So you were friends, and then just one night love bloomed?
One night love bloomed.
Wow.
We was looking at each other across the pool. I was instructing her to play water polo at the time.
Oh. How is she as a player?
She's all right. Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah. Why did she want to play water polo?
I think to get closer to me.
Wow.
To see me with me shirt off.
Yeah, I get it. You're very, you're young. You have like an incredible body, a swimmer's body, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you're very wide.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, very wide.
Yeah. Yeah. Delts, lats, the whole thing.
You got those cum gutters.
Those CGs. You got those UK CGs.
We call them sewer. Semen sewers in the UK.
You do? Okay.
The drain right into the Thames.
I heard in Australia they go the opposite way.
Oh, yes. That's true.
It goes up.
Goes up.
My mate, the Zerg.
The Zerg. We got to get the Zerg on the show.
We got to get the Zerg.
The Australian Grizz.
The Australian version of the Grizz. That guy is a lot.
You know that everyone in Australia is a mirror version of everyone here.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, there's a me there?
No. Everyone in the UK.
Oh, wait, in the UK.
Right?
No.
Oh, here in...
In this hemisphere.
Oh, I see. It's hemisphere. It's mirror images of the whole hemisphere.
Exactly.
Wow.
It's terrifying. Don't ever go.
So were you guys just like in the pool and you kissed? Or where was your first physical? When did you get physical with Lady Amelia, if you don't mind me asking?
Not until the night of the engagement.
Wow.
Really? How sweet.
We remain chaste until that moment.
Well, but you're supposed to remain chaste until your wedding day, which of course may never come.
Spoken like a true non-royal.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Well, you're not a royal yet, to be fair.
Right.
I'm closer than he is.
Yeah.
Are you, though? I'm building a throne. Mm-hmm.
I've built several thrones over my lifetime.
Of your lifetime?
My first throne I built, I was 5 years old.
Even before Lady Amelia, you were just building thrones?
That's right. I was just building thrones.
Wow. What do you do with them?
Mostly I give them to friends.
Oh, that's
yeah.
What a nice gift. What a nice non-obtrusive
gift. I built you a throne.
Well, if there are all these
Would you say no?
Oh, no, I would happily take a throne if someone delivered it to my house.
Exactly.
So then is it really more of a race at this point? I'm to build a throne, and then he's already got one, and then on the day of the Jubilee, whoever gets into the throne room first is the king?
Don't you see?
What?
If you're not a peer of the realm, it don't matter, do it?
What do you mean by that?
You're just a nobody. You're one of the rabble, one of the peasants.
Wow.
But I'll have built a throne and gotten it to the throne room first, and I will be king, don't you see?
Well, if you get it to the throne room first, but
right.
There's no chance of that happening, because you're going to drown during our water polo duel.
Byron, you look... Byron, I'm just curious, because I don't know if we've ever gotten to this. How old are you?
Oh, yes. 58 years old.
58 years old.
That's old as
and
hell.
And the Grizz is 31, did you say earlier?
31.
Wow.
31.
Why take him on in water polo? Yeah,
this
why,
is his...
Why lay down this particular gauntlet? Oh.
Well, the whole idea was to have a few months practice at water polo so that I could humiliate him, but now here we are.
A few months?
Yes.
Would you add him in? Few months.
I was going to work on it every single day for about 3 months.
But how many minutes a day?
How many minutes? Well, up to 60. Every
That's
day.
Not gonna, that wouldn't have cut it.
Of course it would. I'm a natural athlete. I really sure. am. Anything I'm trying to take up, I do rather well at.
Sure, as all the British are.
Certainly, yes, yes. Badminton, you know. Yes.
Look, I think your only hope here is to do some sort of like Air Bud situation where you substitute a dog for you or something?
Oh, sorry.
That's your answer?
There's something in the rule books that says a dog cannot play water polo.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's too bad.
I was born in a swimming pool.
Wow. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Your mom just like, was swimming?
It was on purpose.
Oh, okay.
It was?
It was like a water birth at home?
It was a water birth at home. And I was raised in a swimming pool for the first 5 years of my life.
Now, that's even more interesting. How like, your home was a swimming pool?
My home was a swimming
pool. Wow.
They would bring me my tea in the pool on one of those little inflatable trays and then push it over to me.
Would it be made from pool water?
No.
This water,
you can't drink pool.
No. I would assume not. Been
filthy. You've got a baby in there living in the pool at all times.
So
disgusting.
You were a filthy pool baby.
Absolutely disgusting.
You have no idea. In Britain, to be a pool baby is a great status symbol.
I guess. I mean, is that true, Byron?
Not that I've heard. It sounds absolutely
well,
disgusting.
Well, you wouldn't hear it, would you?
I know all about it. If it's a good thing, if it's a good thing, I know it.
What, Byron, what you don't understand is that we feed you people, a certain amount of facts that are not true.
That used to be true before Byron Denniston became a royal watcher, and I know absolutely everything. Everything about the royals and what they get up to.
What's some of the disinformation, though, that has been seeded out to the public before?
Well, that Diana died.
That's not true? What? This is going to change the end of that musical, Jay, that you're watching.
I should not have said that.
I was in the tunnel in Paris that very night. I was in the tunnel.
Did they make a switch?
What did you see?
You were there. What did you see?
Yes, I saw the crash. I saw death occur.
You caused the crash, right?
You
were the photographer who was chasing her, right?
Oh, crap.
You're not supposed to say that.
No. Well, I wasn't in Paris.
I'll edit it out. Yes. But so you think you saw a fiery crash. What actually happened?
Did by any chance you see a woman with Diana's haircut who had a very slender neck and head?
Well, yes, of course.
That was a mop, dear boy.
What are you talking about?
We cut and colored a mop head to look like Lady Diana.
No.
Princess Diana. Mrs. Spencer.
What are you talking about? Was it really dirty, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was a
You're
sacrifice.
Saying we, the Grizz... As if you were part of the doing of this. But my understanding would be you would be maybe 4 or 5 at the time.
I just gotten out of the pool. I wanted to build my own throne. Mum said, no. First, put this mop in the car.
First, you help us with this.
Wow. So they're enlisting children in this endeavor.
Children. People, you don't understand. You here in the States, you need a workforce of children like we have in the UK.
Yeah, that's true.
Every job that adults do, children also do.
Well, I agree with that, yes.
Child doctors, child lawyers.
Yes.
Child
yes.
pickpockets even.
Yeah, bastards.
Even sure. bastards. Yes.
So this is like something out of the Fast franchise, isn't it? I mean, where there is
Some sort of switcheroo.
A switcheroo. You think someone's dead, but then they show up 5 movies later.
Did Dodie... think that the mop was Diana, or did
was he dating a mop?
Did he think
time?
He was transporting a mop across Paris?
if you were paying attention, you probably noticed right before the crash, he did a big double take.
I heard something about that. Like, it was almost a triple take. It was like...
The switch was so expert and so quick.
Really?
He didn't know until the last moment.
Wow.
Is this unpleasant?
Is this tough for you to hear,
this
Byron?
This feels unpleasant to discuss.
Where has she been all this time? No, I can't. Listen, I don't accept it. I don't believe it's true. I think the Grizz is having us on. I think it's absurd.
Are you having a laugh?
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah, I'm taking the piss.
Show you, is that right?
I'm taking the piss.
Oh, so this is not true. Grizz.
Everyone who is reported dead actually is dead.
Oh,
that's a conspiracy. I can clearly... Clear up.
Oh.
Nobody's still alive who's ever died. They're all still dead.
In England and anywhere else?
Everywhere.
Like Tupac, Elvis, they're
you
all...
You can't fake your own death.
Dead.
Yes, with the exception of Olivia Newton-John's husband.
He was successful.
I believe he successfully faked
it. He nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was Australia.
Oh, yes,
who
yes,
is
yes.
he here?
Here? Who is Olivia Newton-John? Yeah, maybe he is the Andy Kaufman of the United States.
It gets very confusing whenever there's a country award show and Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman show up in America because then down under there's like the Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman of America.
Well, yeah,
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
There, yeah.
I think it's Tim McGraw.
That's right.
Or no, probably not because Faith Hill is...
No, it's Brad Paisley and the woman from the Father of the Bride franchise.
That's who it is, yes. Kimberly...
Kimberly...
Williams.
Guilfoyle?
Yes.
Oh, Williams.
Williams.
What if Brad Paisley and Kimberly Guilfoyle? So they just have to swap, really. So they're...
They have no choice. They're transported.
Wow.
They find themselves in Sydney. Right in front of the Opera House.
Just like...
Romeo and Juliet?
I was going to say Philip Baker Hall. He was in the movie Sydney.
Oh, my God. You mean Heart 8?
Heart 8, a.k.a. Sydney.
Oh,
ay, ay, ay.
A movie from not this century.
Nope, sorry. If you're looking for something from the 2000s, you're out of luck. Wow. Well, look, Byron, we got to set up.
I already set up a net across the pool.
How many nets do we need? Just the one? Is that.
Just the one we'll do.
Listen, I don't know if this is awkward or a strange thing to say, but the Grizz, would you mind teaching me
how to play water polo?
One lesson before we...
That would be sporting, wouldn't it?
It would be.
It would be a sporting thing to do.
Yes. I agree.
Very well, Byron Thurston.
All right.
I shall teach you one water polo lesson.
And after one lesson, I will defeat you in a duel of water polo for the hand of Lady Amelia
that
Spencer.
Sounds good. Well, tell you what, do you want to do the lesson while we take a break? Or do you want to do it on mic?
Yeah, do it during a break.
Yeah, we'll do it during the break. Okay,
so
let's take a break. You can take a 5-minute water polo lesson.
That's fine. Just to learn the rudiments.
Just the basics.
3 minutes more than I need.
All right, good.
All right, so we're...
It'll take me that long to get into my bathing costume.
Yeah, you're wearing a one piece like an old 20s.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I, of course, am wearing a very European Speedo.
Yeah, that's a Borat.
It's
almost
extremely European.
It leaves nothing to the imagination.
No.
You're welcome.
Whereas I allow your imagination to roam free. What could be under this?
There's lumps that I'm not sure why there are lumps there.
There's lumps.
What do they call that band in England?
The Queen!
Oh, okay. What do they call Queen?
Her Majesty.
Oh, okay.
I tricked you.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Jason Manzoukas, more Byron Dennison, more The Grizz. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we are back. Jason Manzoukas is over there by the pool. He's refereeing. We're completing the lesson over here.
Ow!
Byron Dennison is in the pool along with The Grizz. Now, Byron, I'm noticing that it doesn't appear you really know how to swim.
I thought I did.
What did you think that you knew?
Well, I thought I knew all of the swimmings.
You thought you knew how to swim, but what did you actually know how to do?
Oh, I can walk in a pool.
Okay, yeah.
No, he doesn't even know how to float.
Well, I'm learning.
You're just
I'm
sinking
learning.
Like a stone. Okay, so that thus endeth the lesson, unfortunately. That's all the time we have for the lesson.
I think I'll be all right. I think, yeah. I think
the
I
Grizz had to rescue you multiple times during the lesson.
He didn't have to.
He had to administer CPR.
You swallowed quite a bit of pool
he
water.
He chose to behave as though he were rescuing me. I really didn't need
it. You chose to behave as if you were being rescued.
Well,
choices, choices, choices.
He kept having to do the compressions on your chest. You were saying, Annie, are you okay the entire time?
And we don't do the mouth-to-mouth anymore, but I did it anyway.
The final indignity.
As close as you'll get to touchy Lady Amelia's lips.
Oh. The transitive property of kissing.
It's an outrage. I did not need mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Not at all. I was fine. Yes, I did get it.
Do you feel like you know how to play water polo now? Because I as you got into your bathing costume,
yes.
You took off your robe, you admitted that you had no idea what the rules were.
Yes, that's correct. I hadn't taken any of those lessons I intended to, but we covered quite a bit in those 5 minutes.
Yeah, so you tread water. And
yes, I have to get it into the goal over there, over the net, and then and there'll be some treading water, yes, which I think I can do.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have this at the end of the show. We'll do this after plugs, I guess.
All right.
That'll be very exciting.
Yes, I think so. And yeah. I do believe you're probably right that one of us will drown.
One of us will.
That is a way to like really definitively say like who is going to marry Lady
Amelia. Is this
Lady
a battle
Amelia?
To the drown?
Let's do that. How about it?
I haven't played water polo to the death in quite some time.
Were those like intramural matches that you used to play back in?
Were those your days at
in
Cambridge?
University?
But I, one at a time.
Sorry.
University, I say.
Were you in the ancient days? Of course it was played to the death.
Oh, when they first started it must be an old, old sport.
It's 10,000 years old.
Wow. What did they use as the ball back then?
A rock.
It's just a rock.
Any sport now that's played used to be played with a rock.
And where was it played? It must have been before swimming pools.
In Loch Ness?
Those days.
Atlantis.
Oh, wow.
The lost city of Atlantis?
The lost city of Atlantis. Not lost to those in the know.
You've been to Atlantis?
Can't say.
Is Atlantis a lost city because it is now a city of royals? It's like only royals and we're royals.
If that were the case, I would know it.
Not everything hidden is lost.
Oh, interesting.
I'll leave it at that.
Interesting.
I mean, if you can't...
A wink's as good as a nod to a blind man.
True.
If you can't escape the Earth via spaceship, I guess going underneath the levels of the water...
Like Rick Remender's book, Low.
Low, yeah. I mean, that would be one way to...
So many things in the ocean that human beings have yet to see.
Yeah. We know more about outer space than we know about the deepest depths of the ocean.
I had a marine biologist on the show last week, and she didn't come with very many facts.
I have to admit about...
Did she talk about the see-through fish with the... With the little light bulb.
Oh, that's some crazy shit.
I think that came up at some point.
If you see Blue Planet 2, it's next level.
They're my favorite.
We mainly talked about Finding Dory. And
well, that film.
And her friend Lyle.
All of the knowledge of the sea is in that film.
Yeah, and also in the Under the Sea song that Sebastian the Crab sings.
Oh,
what? It's hotter under the water, etc. I have to ask, because this came up today, there's some Rock and Roll Hall of Fame news.
Oh, yes.
That came up today. And you have a tangential relationship to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The spaceship is due to take off because of it.
Yes. The issue is that there's this fellow, I won't say his name, who
yes,
is...
Yes, we cannot say his name.
No, cannot say
his name. We mustn't say his name.
No, yes. And he has some scheme...
Voldemort?
No, not quite.
Not he who shall not be named.
No. He has a scheme to have some band, I also won't mention, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if that happens, it will be sort of the apocalypse, really.
The apocalypse will come about, and that's why people are trying to escape the Earth via spaceship.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
yes.
So this is sort of a countdown to that. Now, Sean Anna was not on the shortlist this year.
Yes, right.
And Dolly Parton was.
Right.
But she just took herself out of consideration, which means...
There's an opening slot.
There's an opening on the nominee list?
Yeah.
Do you think she stepped aside on purpose?
for Sean Anand. I think she wants it to happen.
To make room for Sean Anand? I don't know.
Do you think she's trying to bring about like some sort of Ragnarok kind of?
I think that maybe Dollywood is a spaceship.
Oh, interesting. Like that is America's.
She's going to take off as well.
That's
she's America's
spaceship?
Buckingham Palace.
How did you find out?
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Really?
I don't know.
America's royalty will all convene at Dollywood and take off.
Who's America's royalty? Who do we got?
Who do we have as
the
America's
aforementioned
royalty?
Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Kimberly Guilfoyle. Yes, of course.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan and Harry because they're here.
They'll make
Harry,
a pilgrimage.
Harry Windsor.
A lot Meghan of people Markle. Say right. that the Kennedys are the equivalent of American royalty.
Okay,
so my assumption
Cheryl, is Cheryl Hines's husband. So
Cheryl Hines's husband.
The VJ Kennedy.
Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, all the greats will be there. Wow.
Wow. What a paltry collection that is.
Hey, but some good genes in there for breeding.
Well, Harry and Meghan raise it quite a bit.
A lot of people are going to want to breed with Dolly, if you know what I mean.
What do you mean? She's quite old. I suspect she's gone through menopause.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, I think Sean Anand could get in there. Is that the plan? Do you know anything about this? Or?
You know, I occasionally get emails from this fellow whose name I won't mention.
What is his email address?
Oh, boy.
It's just what you would expect.
Oh, yeah. It's hisname@hisname.com.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid so.
Or @me.com.
Mm-hmm. And it's...
I bet he has a Hotmail.
Yeah.
I almost said it. Hotmail account. Where he has a hot
What's
whatever.
Up, Hotmail?
What's up, Hotmail?
No, I think it's a prodigy, in fact. But he's he has
it
a different
be
plan.
What's up at Hotmail?
What's up at Hotmail?
He's got a different plan.
At Hotmail.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hotmail.dog.
Oh, that's right. He was going to try to be a member of Sean Anand.
Well, I think what we realized at the end of the last episode was because all the members of Sean Anand had become Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Nobody was
no
Sean Anand.
So he was
so
going
to
become
if he wanted
Sean
to, he could become.
Are you talking about Art Dog?
Oh no.
Please. Because it's one thing to say the name, but if that whole sentence was said, it really would conjure
Which
him.
Sentence? What's up, hot dog?
Oh, no.
Dip, doo, dip, dip, doo, dip, dip, doo, dip, dip,
dip. Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey. We didn't mean to do this.
You didn't? It almost seemed as though you did do
the most enthusiastic entrance I've ever seen.
Well, I'm excited. This is the best time of my life. I've been hoping for a chance to come and update you guys on what's going on.
Welcome to my backyard, hot dog.
It's really nice to be here.
Great to see you again, man.
You brought your skis.
Of course I did.
Wow.
Because I knew you had a pool.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be excited to hear there's going to be some pool action at the end. Maybe you can get in on it.
Absolutely.
Maybe you could guard the...
I bet hot dog would be a better water polo player than Byron Denniston. I bet because he spent so much time in the water. He's a real water dog.
Check the rule book. Is there anything in the rule book about a hot dog playing?
Hello, hot dog.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hot dog, this is the Grizz.
Have you guys met? Yeah.
We've met as a fellow water sports enthusiast, of course we've met.
Yeah, right.
There's a big convention every year of everything you can
water
do
expo.
In the water. Everybody gets together.
So anything to do with water.
Anything
so.
That you could do in water.
In water.
Yeah, wow. That is a huge convention.
Or on water.
Yeah.
On water.
It's navies from around the world. It's sailors.
Treasure hunters.
It's surfers.
So fishermen. Brock Lovett would be there as well.
Oh, do you know him?
I know Brock Lovett.
Oh, yeah. He's there every year.
Is he here?
Hey.
Hey, Brock.
Somebody say my name.
Brock Lovett.
Hey, Scott, hi.
Hey
man.
It's me, Brock
Lovett. Treasure Hunter Brock Lovett.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
Jason,
incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
really great to meet you, Brock.
You guys have met. Or
I don't know that
we have.
We haven't met before.
Of course I know who you are.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a fan. Of
I love wet treasure.
Yeah.
This is Byron Denniston.
Yes, hello. How are you? You're a treasure hunter?
Specifically wet treasure.
He doesn't fuck with anything that's like buried.
So you're
under
like the opposite of Indiana Jones.
I guess,
you know,
of,
he
right?
does everything like, you know, although deserts.
But he's not real.
Yeah, of course.
Like Brock Lovett.
Not like Brock
Lovett. But Indiana Jones, this is a good question. Would Indiana Jones chase a treasure if it were underwater?
Would Indiana Jones go to Atlantis?
Yeah, I bet he
maybe
would.
Maybe that'll be in the new
one. Maybe.
He did in a video game, right?
Oh, maybe.
I think there was a video game where Indiana Jones went to Atlantis.
Brock Lovett, you play, are you a gamer?
I like games, you know. I mean, sometimes you need something to do while you're going to... Is this what I sound like, by the way?
I mean, it's pretty close.
I haven't been me in a while.
It's pretty close.
A little bit of a sore throat.
I feel that way every time, man. Every time.
Right? This is Hot Dog, by the way.
Hey, Hot Dog, what's up?
And this is the Grizz.
We know each other, of course.
Yeah.
We know each other, of course.
So all of you guys get together at the convention.
Absolutely. I've skied over this guy hundreds of times.
He's been searching for treasure. You've skied over him.
Uh-huh. One of my favorite things to do is look up at the guys that are doing stuff on the water.
Right.
And like, do they know I'm in the water? I don't know if I sound like me.
Well, it's been nice seeing you, Brock.
I sound like somebody.
Yeah, I gotta go. Can I ask you a question?
See you later.
Hey, Brock, one last question. When you're finishing playing a video game,
Game over, man.
Thank
That's
you.
What I said. See you later, Thank Brock. You.
Take care.
Hey, just see you. Say hi to Shimmy on your way out. Bye. Shimmy's still here. So Grizz and Hot Dog.
Yeah.
You guys know each other. Now, Hot Dog, something came up.
Oh.
And we wanted to alert you to it, but Dolly Parton, do you know the famous big-titted country star?
Have some respect. Have some respect.
Aunt to Miley Cyrus.
I think godmother.
Or godmother. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Do you know her?
Yeah, I know Dolly Parton. So not personally.
You know she was up for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. We haven't checked in since the nominations were announced.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't care about those nominations.
You don't?
None of that matters to me.
Oh, why?
What?
I have a whole different angle, you guys.
Whoa.
I came up with it last time we were here. It seemed like a long shot, but I have pulled it off as far as
You've
I can
done it?
This is what we realized. Because... all of the members of Sha-na-na changed their name from Sha-na-na to Tina Turner.
Right.
At that point, nobody was using the name Sha-na-na.
Correct.
And we realized that if I recruited into the new band Sha-na-na a bunch of people who were already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, then Sha-na-na would have been
in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Right.
Yeah. So who do you have?
Okay. Well,
now, but what we figured out though was your dream is to be a member of Sha-na-na.
Exactly.
So it's a real, you have to make a Sophie's Choice here.
Exactly.
You can either be in Sha-na-na and have your dream come true that way, or Sha-na-na can be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but without you as a member.
Well, at this point, here's the deal. I am in Sha-na-na right now. I am
congrats.
So that's
huge.
That's why Sha-na-na has not ascended yet. Is because you're a member.
It's me.
Well done, you.
And a bunch of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Who do you got?
I'll tell you. I started out. I went out to Paul McCartney.
Whoa.
On bass. Phil Collins on drums. Keith Richards and Jimmy Page.
He can't play drums anymore.
Dueling. Well, yeah, I know now.
But that's okay because Sha-na-na is mostly an a cappella band.
But I got turned down by all those guys.
Oh, no.
They all said no for one reason or another.
What was Bruce Springsteen going to do?
What?
What was Bruce Springsteen going to do?
He was going to share a mic?
He was going to sing. Yeah, he was going to sing. He was going to share a mic with somebody. But now I got Mike Pinder, keyboardist of the Moody Blues, 81 years old.
Okay.
I got Tommy Hunt, singer with the Flamingos, 89. Lenny Davidson, guitar for the Dave Clark Five. He's the baby, 80.
The youngster.
The kid.
Hey, kid, come on in over here.
It's those three and me.
That's
Sha-na-na.
Wow.
They're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
How does it feel? You're a member of Sha-na-na. This is incredible.
It's wonderful. It's the fulfillment of a dream.
Are you guys playing live?
Are you touring?
We have not done a gig yet. Sha-na-na's next gig is coming up October 30th. It's the Malt Shop Memories Cruise.
All Hallows Eve?
Well, it goes all the way from October 30th to November 6th, the Malt Shop Memories Cruise. They're playing it.
Can you imagine being on that cruise?
Dog,
yeah.
I have to ask you a question.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to dash your hopes.
Oh.
Have you checked to make sure all of these men are still alive.
I am.
Because you did.
In the last hour?
You did mention Jimmy Page a little bit ago. Is he dead?
Yeah. No, he's
no,
he's
Jimmy Page is alive.
I'm thinking of John Bonham.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. No, Jimmy well, it's hard. Yeah. With you, yeah. I mean,
that was a big part of it to like, because there's all these people I wanted to reach out to that are dead. So a lot of it was like, is this person alive? And all these people are.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I can't believe you got the guy from the Flamingos.
I know, man.
But here's I can't believe that Dave Clark 5 is in the Rock and Roll.
Hell, you bet.
But here's the thing.
What's your favorite Dave Clark 5 song? We'll go around and
we're the Dave Clark 5.
What is the Dave Clark 5, like the song?
Their best album is their best of.
I agree. Well, there's five of them, but
not anymore though.
No. I'm partial to Hey Dave.
Oh, that's the best one, right?
I like It's Mr. Clark to You.
So,
but yeah. this is what's amazing.
Tell us.
I think if I officially withdrew from the band today, the prophecy would come true.
If you were to just vocally on mic say I resign from Sha Na Na,
right?
The then earth angels would come out of the sky, yes. And
the
everybody would get a
would
job.
Reveal itself.
The spaceships would take off. I mean, obviously the American one and the one in the Netherlands.
Sorry, I thought. What do you do in Sha Na Na?
Well, I do this.
Dip, doo, doo, dip, whoa.
Before every song.
Yeah. And whenever it feels right.
And do the other guys know Sha Na Na songs, or are you forced to sing Flamingo songs and Dave Clark 5 songs?
You
know,
are you guys doing Nights in White Satin? Like, what's going
it's
on?
It's tricky. They don't have email. And so just talking to them is like relaying messages through their adult children. And so a lot of things are not quite known. But we have until October for our first gig. I think it's going to come together, but I don't know if they know.
This point more committed to following through as a member of Sha Na Na than you are about bringing about the prophecy.
At this moment. But yeah. Here,
enjoy it.
Because you can do the prophecy at any time.
Well, but here's the thing. What if this version of Sha Na Na got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, it's not gonna.
That's what we talked about last time.
Hot dog, it's not gonna.
Like, legitimately like, get in.
Yeah.
With it's this not gonna happen.
Why do you say it's not gonna happen?
It's never
These guys
happen.
Have already gotten in.
Yeah, but with bands that had, like, really, that had real chart success.
But Jay,
such
at this point.
As?
At this point,
I mean, Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin,
yeah. Right.
The Flamingos song, you know?
Hey, where are the Flamingos? This is a super group almost at this point.
It is,
you
that's
know?
Exactly
so,
what it is.
Like, they cut the line almost in the Rock
it's,
and Roll
it's
Hall of Fame.
Cream in the Hall of Fame.
Cream is in
I
the
believe
Hall
they
of
are,
fame.
Yeah.
Do Cream deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Probably
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
No.
Oh, you think so?
Only Cream? Yes,
only because they were already Rock Hall members, maybe, probably. One of them was.
I don't think, I mean, Clapton for sure, but right. I don't think do Ginger th- Baker or Jack Bruce were.
Should Clapton step down?
Well, because he's anti-vax?
Yeah.
Him and Van Morrison?
He's tired of this BS.
He don't want this BS no more.
He might be available for the new Sha Na Na.
You might be able to get Clapton right now.
Robert Cray is no longer speaking to him.
That's so. Right.
If you take a very hard anti-vax stance in the new Sha Na Na, you might be able to get Clapton and Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'd be willing.
And have you gotten the vaccine?
Have I gotten the vaccine? Yeah. Hell no, man. I'm out there on the water
yeah,
skis,
you're
man.
You've in the past said there's nothing that salt water can't cure.
That's exactly right. Nothing.
Byron, what do you think about all this?
Well, it's alarming, really, to think that all this man would need to do is just say,
I resign from Sha Na Na, and then suddenly the world is
but him
over.
And him and not me.
But
and
he it, but he won't do it.
It's so interesting that he, in so many ways, controls your destiny.
Yes, true. Well, all of ours, really.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
All of our
yeah.
destinies. Yes, and if he were only to do that, the world would end and it would be too late, you know, but you'd get on the ship.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay, Hot Dog, don't listen to this. go try out the pool. Try out your skis, if you don't mind.
Okay, listen.
Here's what I'm saying.
I'm listening to
Grizz. Yes. Grizz, I'm not sure if you should be, but I'll let you. Because my plan, it's a secret plan, but maybe you can listen. I don't know. All right, you're dueling this
Am
guy.
Am I supposed to be listening?
Yeah, okay. Jay, you're good.
Okay,
you're,
okay, good.
You're right. Dueling Grizz to the drown.
Yes.
Here in a second.
To the drown.
We've established there's nothing in the rule book that says a hot dog can't be
a
substituted
A D to the D?
In.
We call that a D,
a D to
the
D.
D,
obviously.
A right. duel to the drown?
A D to the D, yes.
If hot dog's out of the way.
Yes.
Then our fates are no longer... tied to him.
Wait, so how would Hot Dog be out of the way?
I could, if he drowns in this duel.
How would Hot Dog drown?
Well, I could because nominate him as my proxy.
Oh, yes. I get it now. I'm sorry.
As your second?
I could make him, yes, I make him my dueling proxy, which really is probably for the best. Because I have a fair amount of water in my lungs now.
This changes everything, potentially, because Hot Dog has to know how to swim in order to be a water skier.
Yeah, and he could probably use those skis in the game. There's nothing in the rule book against that.
No, there actually is.
Oh, okay. Still.
But let me ask you this, and this is like a pretty important question.
Okay.
Do we know, can Hot Dog die?
I don't know. Have we done anything about that?
It's a good question to bring up about anyone. Right. Better safe than sorry, I
feel like we have thought him dead before, but that has not been true, or am I wrong?
Is he the one who changed his heart?
No, that is, yes. It's really just been a matter of locating his heart.
Wasn't he shot? Wasn't he shot with a Hot Dog bun gun? I don't remember any of the mythology. We had to check the wiki.
He had his heart replaced somewhere else.
Someplace else.
That's exactly what happened. Gentlemen,
Wilcox.
Yep. Hi there. I've been lurking behind that palm tree.
I thought I heard a clip clop of a horse approaching.
I rode up my horse, and the two of us.
It's hard to get up this hill.
Slender horse.
He needed a pack mule as well to get up here. Sure. Everyone who is on the show in the backyard needs to take a horse. The last mile of the hill.
Yeah. But anyways, I just popped in to confirm that. I shot a Hot Dog with a Hot Dog bullet out of a bun gun.
And you just popped in to confirm that?
That's all. And
this is just a quick pop.
Just quick pop. And I was...
quick confirm, quick pop.
Yeah, I was trying to shoot him in the heart, but he had moved his heart. And that's all. But he can die.
He can
die. As long as you locate the heart, he can die.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you so much, Dalton.
But I have no idea where that heart is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he must move it every hour just to be safe.
Who knows? It might be just always on the move. Yeah. It might just be always moving.
It's like Lenny Kravitz, a future Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, always on the run.
But it won't matter if you drown him. I like your plan.
Did someone say always on the move?
Lenny Kravitz?
Alimony Tony?
No.
Who? It's Lenny Kravitz, maybe?
No, not Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, who's this?
Who do you think it is?
Oh, man.
L.A. Peterson?
That's right. The Smooth
Criminal. The Smooth Criminal!
Oh, whoa. So many guest stars today.
Oh, my God. The Smooth Criminal.
Now, I can confirm that Hot Dog has never died, but perhaps has faked his own death once or twice.
Oh, my God. You've helped him fake his own death, Al?
Yes, but he always chooses the same identity. Hot Dog. It's very confusing.
So, how long does his fake death last, usually?
An afternoon.
What a fucking idiot. When I faked my death, I had the smarts to change my name to Walton Dilcox.
That's right. I remember
He's
those.
A fucking idiot.
He never changed his name to Dot Hog.
Dot Hog.
Hot Dog and Hot Dog Dot Hog.
Hogging up all them dots.
Oh my God. So you've worked with Hot Dog in the past. Hey, Hot Dog, come back here. Okay. You can stop practicing. Hey, look who it is.
What's going on?
Take off your hoodie.
It's Carlifer's hoodie.
Sorry, Carlifer's hoodie. Yes.
Hello, Hot Dog. It's
me. Yeah. I know.
L.A. Peterson.
Hey, man. Hey.
Yeah.
I got to fake my own death.
What?
Hot Dog?
Why?
I don't want to take your money again.
No. Yeah, I got to, because I got into a real fight with the water skiing Hall of Fame down there in Polk, Florida.
Let me ask you
Those
this.
Guys are coming for me.
If you die, Hot Dog,
did somebody
you will
say
be...
Florida?
Hey,
oh my God.
Who said Florida?
I know who this is.
Is y'all safe?
We're safe. Come on in. It's JW Stillwater.
Okay. Hey, y'all.
What's up? Hey, JWS.
Vigilante crime buster, JW Stillwater.
That's right. I'm a vigilante crime buster. That's what I call myself. And I just got off my fan boat.
Whoa.
Oh, welcome to the backyard.
I don't want to set two people against each other, but there is also a smooth criminal here, JWS.
Yeah.
What? You know I hate crime.
I know. That's why I bring it up to you.
That's my cue. Goodbye.
Oh, no. Hey.
Who's it?
Say bye to Shimmy on your way out.
I was going to say, Hot Dog, if you faked your own death, you would be out of Sha-na-na.
Oh, shit.
Well, here's a question. This is maybe a question for JW Stillwater because he knows the law.
I got time for two more.
Okay. Well, good. I only have one. If Hot Dog, go splash in the pool again.
No problem. Bye, dog.
Bye. If Hot Dog dies in this duel to the drown, then every member of Sha-na-na will be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
and then everyone will ascend.
Then the rapture or whatever will happen.
This is a question for me?
Yeah, I think so. Is that legal?
I don't have the first idea what y'all's talking about. You just saying words. Hot dog, dude to the drown. Sha-na-na.
Well, sha-na-na is something you should know about.
I mean, I guess like the band?
Yeah. John Bowser Bauman?
Sure.
Although no longer, I know.
I mostly know him from Hollywood Squares the Match Game.
But Jay, what do you think? I mean, maybe we shouldn't be substituting Hot Dog in here.
Because I wouldn't.
If he dies, then suddenly our world is over.
Well, and also, like, not for nothing, I do feel as though this is a duel between Byron Denniston and the Grizz, and it is for the hand of Lady Amelia.
Yeah, that's Grizz. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What just happened? Am I back in the pool?
You're back in the pool. You're back in the duel, at least.
Oh, dear.
In the pool, back in the duel.
Hot Dog, come on back. Come on back.
Okay,
yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, how's
that? Can I go?
Yeah. Wait. By the way, you parked your fanboat in my pool.
It's a fan boat.
I know, but couldn't you park on the street or something? I mean,
it's a fan boat.
And how did you get into the pool, by the way, from the beach?
Oh, I did a big jump.
Like an Evel Knievel.
Yeah, I cranked a fan up.
Hey, this gives me an idea. What if I was the first guy ever to water ski behind a fan boat? I mean, it's dangerous.
I mean, it would blow you as the skier so hard.
And you might get your head chopped off.
I know. If you stop short.
I would recommend goggles.
Pair of goggles?
That'll do it.
I mean, it ain't gonna hurt.
Let's do it.
Wait, so you guys are leaving?
All right, okay. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Oh, my God.
Is it just me?
No, I'm here, too.
Dalton's still here.
I'm still here, but I'm getting on my horse. I'm leaving. I think I did everything I came to do.
Okay, gosh. All right. Well, Grizz and, or I'm sorry, The Grizz. I beg your pardon.
You can call me Grizz.
I can't. No, thank you so much.
I am The Grizz, but you can call me Grizz.
All right, Grizz. Well, Grizz and Byron Denniston.
Yes.
Are you guys just about ready? I mean, Grizz has been oiling himself up our entire C block here. I mean, does that come in handy when you're playing water polo?
I'm nice and buoyant now.
May I borrow a bit of your oil?
Should have brought your own.
It's a BYOO situation here.
Yeah. You.
Listen, let's face it. The chips are rather stacked against me. I haven't got oil. I have several lumps that can't be identified.
Also, nobody beats the Grizz.
There is that.
Your catchphrase. We forgot about it.
There is that. Nobody beats the Grizz.
I'm shocked there isn't a T-shirt.
Right.
Yeah, there should be one.
I'm not a very strong swimmer. I'm half drowned.
What? Who are you, Martin Short on Saturday Night Live?
Classic. Hey, wait a minute. Could I wear a floaty?
Sure.
One floaty.
Just one floaty on one arm.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
Why don't you put it around your scrawny little neck?
It's not a bad idea at all. Keep my head above water.
You ever seen those videos of, like, a baby, and they put the baby in the pool with some sort of floaty just around its neck, so the baby's just like a little head floating on the surface?
I've never seen that, but I'm about to do it. Here we are. Yes. Oh, that's not bad at all.
You're not trying to back out of this, are you, Byron?
Not at all. I'm just letting the world know what's at stake.
You're trying to lower everyone's expectations, so when you die, people will go like, well, he didn't have a chance.
I'm trying to psych myself up.
You're going to be dead in 5 minutes or so.
Can't wait.
I mean, you know, I mean, all right.
Oh,
well, guys,
if it takes that long, I'll be embarrassed.
Well, we got to do this after our final feature, though, on the show, if that's all right with you. We just have time for one final feature, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs. We are running out of time, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We only have time for one final thing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're running out of time. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Break. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I mean, it is time for everyone's favorite feature on the show. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's time for a little something called...
Oh, no.
Oh!
Plugs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right. By the way, that was Chris Finke with Oh No Plugs. We haven't heard you guys say Oh No at this point. Can we get an Oh No from each of you, by the way?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
All right, good. That'll come in handy for future plugs. What do we want to plug? Jay, obviously, how did this get made?
Yeah, how did this get made? And we're doing a couple, if you're in the Los Angeles area, we're doing live shows at Largo starting up again. So come on out and see a live show. Why not? It's been so long.
It's been so long. We got to see you.
It's been a while.
Yeah, definitely. Grizz, what do you have to plug? I mean,
paulftompkins.com/live.
Whoa.
Finito.
Finito for the plugs. All right. And
you know what I will plug also just because he left? Dalton Wilcox has a wonderful podcast called Bonanas for Bonanza.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
It's a great show. It's fantastic. Hilarious.
Not confusing.
Where they go through the entire episode, all of the episodes of the TV show Bonanza. So that's
worth
checking
out. And there's like 435 of them.
Something like that. Yeah, it's fantastic. Wow. It's, you know, it's not as good as the Deadwood Boys, but it's very strong.
Right. No. Deadwood Boys is great.
Deadwood Boys is
great. Love Deadwood Boys.
Yes, it's a good one. Yes.
Byron, I mean, I don't even know what you would have to plug. You're going to be dead soon. So.
Well, but you're going to be Byron deadest.
Deadest.
Should I survive, I do have a podcast called The Royal Roundup, and we do that from time to time. And should I survive, it's broadcast live from the grounds of Harry and Meghan's home.
Oh, wow.
In Montecito. Yeah. But that's really all. But I, yes, this may be the last you ever hear from Byron Denison.
Yeah.
It will be.
Did I steal your plug? If you have another plug, you can...
Who? What do you mean?
I didn't want to jump on the bananas plug.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've never heard of that.
Okay, good.
But I do have my own podcast.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And people can find that at cbbworld.com. Is that
right? Yes, that's
right.
Yes. Oh, okay. I believe so.
And that would be my plug as well.
Oh, cbbworld.com.
Head over there to cbbworld or comedybangbangworld.com, and people can get, you can get the full archives of this show as well as all of our live episodes.
Oh, and I'll recommend the Bob Duca episodes that have come out on CBB Presents that are hilarious.
Those are great. We also just put out a Randy Snuts show.
So funny.
We've been doing it on Scott Adson Scene. We saw Legally Blonde recently, and we saw Sophie's Choice with Andy Richter, and also Harry and the Hendersons.
Have you seen Spencer?
No, I have not seen Spencer. Would you like to see Spencer with me at some point?
That would be fine.
I loved his stores with the t-shirts and...
a common confusion.
What I like about Spencer is we all know the story of Lady Diana. Let's take the story out of it.
Right.
Let's just see her.
Yes.
She's in a zoo.
Yeah.
Or something.
Here she goes. There she goes. Oh, Timothy Spall showed up. All right.
Changing clothes.
Sure.
Being sad.
Yes.
Go over to cbbworld.com, and if you sign up for a full year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it.
What is this?
Don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're open.
So it's just Ben? It's not even you? Not you?
Well, there's Dr. Sweet Chat as well.
Oh, okay.
Open up your heart for the rest of the world. I'm talking open up the plug bag. Open up the plug bag.
Oh, boy.
Open up the plug bag as hard as you can. Then you open up your heart. Open up the plug.
Oh, yeah, that was that was Charles Barkley.
Classic Charles.
Maybe that's Charles's last name. Maybe he made that. Who knows? Wow. Yeah, Charles Barkley with closing up the plug bag. Crazy. Thank you so much to Charles Barkley. And guys, I want to thank you, Jay. So great to see you. Thanks for coming to the backyard.
Scotty.
Awesome to have you on.
We'll talk comics next time.
The 50s. Well, I don't know that anyone wants to hear that. We'll do that in our personal life. Grizz, so great to have you.
A pleasure.
You got to come back without this guy over here. I mean, it will be with. without this guy.
A pleasure indeed.
Yeah, definitely. And Byron, it's been so nice knowing you, and it's been such a pleasure to have you on the show, lo, these many years.
Yes, yes. I intend to go to my watery grave as a very British man, in a British. I'm going to be British about it.
Okay, good. Yeah, yes. You'll have a stiff upper lip. You'll be resigned to your fate.
Yes, precisely.
And you guys are go ahead and get into the pool, if you don't mind.
Come on in, Byron.
I'm so awfully cold.
You're
complaining about the cold? It's going to be hotter in death. all right, so let's see. I guess I'll do a little play-by-play here. Now, we all know first goal wins. First goal wins, and we're going to flip a... what do you call this coin here? What is this?
A pound note?
A pound note, yeah. We're going to flip a pound note to see who gets the ball first.
Byron's got it.
Byron, yeah, call it in the air.
All right. It's the face
queen?
Of the queen.
Yeah. It is the queen. You get the ball first.
Ah, wonderful. All right, very good. Here I go, then.
Do your worst.
Water polo!
Oh, my God, the Grizz is drowning somehow. Grizz!
Oh, no!
How did that happen?
What happened? Oh, dear God. He got tangled up in the net.
Oh, no. Wait, put the ball
in
there.
Oh, my God.
Byron, you can do this.
You can do this.
Just a moment. I'm making my way over there.
Byron, hurry.
Don't drown yourself. Oh, no. Byron's tangled up in the net.
Oh, God.
Byron is tangled up in the net. Oh, no. Oh, God. They both drowned. They both drowned. Jay,
the Grizz is coming back to life.
How did I get here?
Oh, my God.
I was in Australian heaven.
Oh, my God.
Why am I here?
Oh, it's what's
it's
his name again?
It's the anti-Grizz?
No, it's
Richard Harrow.
Richard Harrow from from Boardwalk Empire.
Clanking chains.
Oh, my God. From Australian heaven has come. Oh, my God. They're both dead. Oh, dead.
Oh, this is awful. This is awful. What has happened here today has been awful.
Okay, we should do CPR on them.
I don't think I can stay and swim. You said stay and swim afterwards.
Stick around. We'll cart these guys off. It'll be all right.
Oh.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.